Hello there.
Hello.
My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. Am I speaking with Joyce Johnson? We're not selling in. Calling from National Opinion Service. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay, excellent. In that case, we can continue. That's a no.
It's a no.
Okay, right, correct. Are you in a place where you can talk safely? Are you, I mean, are you speaking from a cell phone right now?
Yeah.
But you're in a safe place, correct? No, it's just part of the survey. Okay, very well, let's continue. And you said no, no one worked for a news media outlet. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask, what is your race, please?
I'm black.
Thank you. Yes, it's part of the survey. You know, I need to read 100% verbatim, so bear with me, please. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
75.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
You said for who? Bredesen.
The November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices.
And, I will be voting. Yeah.
Definitely vote. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Very well. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a loaded question.
Well, the options I have is very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. You can pick your choice from another.
Well, there's a lot of things I'm not satisfied with, but I would say I do like the direction we have here because I like the president that we got.
In that case, are you satisfied or very satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on, and you can select up to two issues. The one that you want Congress to be focused on. The issues mentioned here are reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, improving the economy, protecting LGBTQ rights, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, providing affordable child care, reducing crime, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats toward our democracy. So which two issues are the most important to you that you want Congress to be focused on?
Reduction in prescriptions. I know that's one of them.
Okay, that would be.
And the other one would be, you said something about education.
Okay, so you said the first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think we need to work on that.
Okay, the one about education said improved K-12 public school education. Would that be the second one?
Yeah, that one right there.
Very well. In your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
Better. Okay. Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or racing to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Well, I think I'm doing okay. I don't know what. I think I'm doing all right.
So which would be a choice, keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind, or getting ahead?
I'm keeping up. I mean, we're retired, so we're on Social Security, but we're doing okay.
Okay. I understand. My mom is on Social Security as well, so I do understand. Thank you. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two choices. The choices are inadequate programs to help people in poverty, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, poor life choices and values for some, lack of good paying job opportunities, sexism and unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethics, not enough good role models, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure. So which two issues do you consider to be the greatest obstacle to economic success in this country?
Well, I think rich people get away with too much. They don't pay their fair share. I know you said something about them.
Unfair and rigged economic system for the rich.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other one?
What was that at the top? It was something at the top, you said.
Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Racism and discrimination.
That one right there.
The very first one. Okay. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, ma'am.
Let's move on.
And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason that would be for crime rising in the country. And some
you
people say
crime,
yes, correct, crime.
Okay.
Some people say crime is rising because too many guns flooding our streets. A toxic culture, so in music, TV, video games, movies that promote bad values. A broken bail and parole system which let criminals back on the streets too quickly. A lack of good job and good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised.
Wait a minute, stop right there. It's not them young people. I want to put that out. Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, very well. So we're marking that one right now. Reduce funding for public services to help people in need. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets.
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay.
So,
okay, very well. Let me finish the and then you can, we can go back to that one.
There's a whole lot of them, and I can't remember all of that. So when correct. I hear it.
Okay, very well. Yes, I'm going to mark that one down. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses in our streets. And the two
and
remaining are...
You said something about too many guns on the street.
Okay, yes, you can have two choices. Which one do you want? Too many guns on our streets or too many people suffering from mental illnesses in our streets?
Well, some of them people that got the mental illness, they got a gun. So I'm going to say about them guns.
Guns, very well. In that case, and the two remaining ones are lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, not enough police officers on the streets. We only can have two. And right now I have too many guns flooding on the streets.
I want to make sure that about them kids they get in there. So they'll take the one of them, the guns, and them kids. So
lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Okay, very well. Okay, we got the two we need then. They are all important, but you know, we only can choose two at a time. How much you have heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I don't agree with it.
So you oppose. Would you say you are strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Well, I don't think I oppose completely. I don't think they need to be removing books.
Okay, in that case, it's a strongly opposed, correct? Very well.
Strongly opposed, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Ron DeSantis. What do you think about Mr. DeSantis from 0 to 100?
I don't like zero.
Zero, okay. So it's a zero for Mr. DeSantis. Kevin McCarthy. How do you feel about Mr. McCarthy?
Zero.
Zero, okay. How do you feel about the feminist movement?
I'm not really sure what that is.
Okay.
I don't know enough about that.
Okay, very well. I will enter that you don't know or got no opinion, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Very well. Sure, we have a code for that. If you have no opinion or don't know enough of them, you know, we'll mark it as that. What do you think about the gay rights movement from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And how would you rate the NAACP?
I like them.
From 0 to 100?
I give them 100, yeah.
100, very well. And how would you rate Mr. Barack Obama?
100,
thank you. And Donald Trump, former president?
The big guy, yeah, you got the triple zeros.
No, ma'am. Zero is the lowest, I think. All right. So that would be a zero?
Yes, you got triple zero. That'd be
No. That's a suggestion. Very well. Let's keep on. How would you rate Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
100, again. And this is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How would you rate them?
100.
100, very well. And a critical race theory. How would you rate that?
I don't know. I've heard about it, but I'm not. I don't think it's a good. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but I don't think I like it.
Okay, so do you want me to enter that you don't know?
Why can't I just?
I mean, you can give them any number from 0 to 100. But if you don't know anything about it, just let me know and I'll enter that code.
I don't know. I'm not clear on it. I'm not really. I think it's okay, but I've got to just not.
Okay, very well. Sure. I understand. How would you rate Vice President Kamala Harris?
I don't know. I like her. I think she's, let me see. I ain't going to give her no 100, but I give her, you know, maybe 75 or something.
75. Very well, 75. Mr. Joe Biden, the president. How would you rate Mr. Biden?
I give Joe Biden 100. The man is old as dirt, but I like him. 100.
Okay.
I think he's doing a good job.
Sure, 100. And the last one is an entertainer, a personality, Beyonce. How would you rate her?
Beyonce?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I said.
I don't like her because she's always showing her belly. And I don't like all that. So I need to put her, she need a low score for me. I don't like her that much.
Well, any number from 0 to 100, you can choose.
All this is, why don't y'all put her in the survey?
Well, you know, if there, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so I cannot skip her. So what number would you give her? 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay, let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. I mean, it's your opinion that counts. I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Biden, thank you, ma'am. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first is climate change. How much do you think that would of an impact would that have climate change on your life from 0 to 10?
Well, we're going through climate change right now. I understand it. Well, I would come in the middle, maybe.
5? Would that be a 5, 4? You can choose any number.
Well, in the middle is 50. Wouldn't that be in the middle when they just said from 0 to 100? I said I
no. In this case, it's 0 to 10. In this is this.
Oh, okay. Well,
0 to 10.
5.
Very well. How about crime and violence in this country? How much impact does this have on your life personally from 0 to 10?
I would have to say 10 because that impacts us all.
Okay. How about affirmative action ending? How much of an impact does that will have on your life personally? Affirmative action ending.
Well, I don't know, because I ain't trying to get no job, and I don't already finished college, so. But I'm not sure. I'm going to say 10, and I have my reasons for saying that.
Okay, very well. I understand. And the country's economy going into a recession soon. How much of an impact do you think that would have on your life in case of the country's economy? Correct.
Well, okay, if it went into recession soon, I guess I'd come in the middle and set 5.
5? Very well, let's move on.
How many
okay.
more of these you got? Because I'm getting tired of doing this.
Almost done, man, almost done. Just a few more. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some people say government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first suggestion is the government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree with that policy?
The government should provide free child care to all families?
Correct. That's what it says.
I don't think I agree with that.
The choices are to strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay. I'm going to come in the middle and say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree?
That they should make it legal?
Yes, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Would you agree or disagree with that policy?
I agree.
Strongly? Or somewhat?
Strongly.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't think they should be able to do that.
No, correct. Let me read it again, because it's it said children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Would you agree with that one or disagree?
I think I'm getting to. I don't think they should. So that means that I.
It says they should not be allowed. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment. That's the policy. Will you agree with that policy?
I agree with that policy. They should not be. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Strongly agree? Or
strongly? Strongly.
Okay. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Agree or disagree?
I don't agree with that.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say strongly disagree.
And ban assault weapons. Would you agree on that policy or disagree?
Strongly, they don't need to be they don't need to be doing this. Read that again so I want to make sure.
Ban assault weapons. Should that be a policy? Strongly?
No, I strongly agree. They need to have a policy to ban them.
Okay, very well. Almost done, ma'am. In which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers adopting a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, mothers giving birth to a child. Which one of those should the law be required to give workers paid time off?
Well, death of a family member.
Death of a family member, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose as many as you want to. Mothers adopting a child.
Death of a family member, adopting a child, I think that would be okay.
Okay, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
Yeah, I go with that.
Fathers adopting a child.
Yeah.
Sickness or serious injury.
Yeah.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
I agree, yeah.
When dealing with a mental health episode.
Yes. Yeah.
And mothers giving birth to a child. Should that also be included?
Yeah.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't think I've experienced it. I don't think I have.
I would say...
I think I have, but I didn't let it bother me.
Okay.
So, did you say sometimes?
The choices are very often, not often, or not at all.
Not often. Maybe I said not often.
Not often. Very well. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen. Has that happened to you or to a family member in the last 12 months?
No.
No. A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
No. Violent crime such an assault?
No.
No. And a home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
No. Okay, let's move on. Almost on here. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Well, I got a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married? Okay. Oh, one moment. Let me get back there. Married. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I guess it would be suburban.
Suburban, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Well, maybe a couple of times a month. I don't go to church every Sunday.
So once or twice a month, okay.
Once or twice a month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN. How often in the span of a week, how often do you watch CNN? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom to never.
Well, I don't have cable, so I watch it on my YouTube, but I don't watch it anymore. So I don't watch CNN.
How about networks, network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
I watch them pretty big.
Very mm-hmm. often, somewhat often, not that often.
Somewhat often.
Mm-hmm. Do local TV news? How often do you watch them?
I don't.
You don't, okay. Fox News?
No.
Never, okay. MSNBC? How often do you watch
it? I watch them pretty regular.
Mm-hmm. Very often, would you say? Or somewhat often?
Somewhat often, yeah.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A very strong.
Strong Democrat, thank you. Which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or you have no health insurance? Which one do you have, ma'am?
I have Medicare.
Medicare, thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or partner,
jointly,
your child?
Jointly, me and my husband jointly.
Okay. Are you both retired on a fixed income, or you're still working, one of you?
Yeah, we both retired, yeah.
Okay, but that's one of the choices, retire on a fixed income, so that's the one would apply to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in your household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 150,000, 150,000 to 2.
No, you done went way too far.
Okay, which one was 30 to 50?
Glad that. What?
Okay, which one is it? 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 50,000?
30,000 to 50, okay.
Okay. This is the last one probably. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, and you were very kind and very patient. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.